Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now celebrating 5 years of burning up the airwaves.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
You're listening to the voice of small business.
This is Dr. Fraser Crane. I'm listening.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back, 34 after. Thank you very much for joining us, 800-531-3815, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every week by email, actually on Sunday. Governor Jim Gilmore is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's an old friend of ours and a member of our Brain Trust. He's the former governor of Virginia. He's the former chairman of the Republican National Committee. He's the current chairman of the Congressional Advisory Panel to assess domestic response capabilities for terrorism, especially involving weapons of mass destruction. He's managing an organization, a new organization that I'm excited about called USA Secure, and we're going to get him to tell us about that in just a second, and he's our friend. Governor Gilmore, welcome back to the show.
Good. Thank you, Jim. It's always good to talk to your listeners.
It's good to have you back on the show. Let's talk a little bit. Let's go ahead and talk a little bit about USA Secure and what you guys are doing there.
USA Secure is a private vehicle, Jim. Based upon the experience that I obtained here now as 5 years as the chairman of the commission, I concluded that there were some business opportunities and an opportunity to apply these skills on behalf of private clients. So we developed USA Secure as a trade association so the companies, big or small, would have some vehicle, some outlet where they could actually become involved in the homeland security issues of the day and the business that is going to be required in order to carry out that policy. For example, we have a number of companies that have gotten together in order to work on the issue of bioterrorism.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a lot of people who are going to have to apply. If we're going to continue on in the public-private partnership type of mode, there's going to have to be a lot of businesses involved in the bioterrorism industry.
Most of these are small businesses?
Some of these are small businesses. Most of them are rather large businesses, but mm-hmm. The USA Secure has a vehicle for some of the small businesses as well. So we're, for example, developing a bioterrorism strategy, studying that issue, and working together with certain agencies of the federal government in order to try to advance the cause.
Mm-hmm. And also, you also are focusing on cyber terrorism, cybersecurity?
Yes, we do that both in the practice, and also that is an issue of the commission. The commission itself mm-hmm. believes that cyber terrorism is a real threat to the country. You see, you have to remember that the terrorists have, Al-Qaeda has stated that their goal is the economic destruction of the United States,
right.
The
know
impairment
they can't
of America's
us.
Economy.
They know they can't beat us militarily, but they know that they can, if they can wreak enough havoc and chaos, which is what terrorism is, that they can harm us that way.
Exactly. The terrorists understand that a confrontation with the United States on the battlefield is one they can't win. So they instead strike us in a different way, by secret attack, by the use of weapons. Cyber terrorism is a threat because if it disrupts the economy of the United States, the goal here is to basically make us alter our foreign policy and our approach to the world.
Right.
And the way to do that would be to disrupt our cyber, and then at that point, two things happen. There's real economic damage, and second, there's perceived economic damage as people at that point begin to not be able to use their computers very effectively in order to carry out the business of the nation.
Let's go back to the bio and talk about that just for a minute, the bio defense. What are some of the things that you see out there that are happening in response to bioterrorism?
When we put our commission together and examined the potential for weapons of mass destruction, we quickly realized that bioterrorism is the biggest threat, bigger than nuclear, because with nuclear, it would be a dreadful thing if an enemy were able to use a nuclear weapon, but it can be contained, whereas a bio attack might potentially not be contained. If a contagious bug were put into the United States in different ways,
right,
and then people became the spreaders of that, like smallpox or pneumonia mm-hmm. or something of that nature, then that would be a very serious matter. So we've focused a great deal of attention on bioterrorism and the needed responses, which is focused a lot on the need for the public health care system of this country to be prepared for that kind of attack.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the Bio is a much much more low tech and less sophisticated than the nuclear danger that
well,
might be.
Well, two ways. If you get a standard contagious disease and you're able to get your hands on it and to find a way to weaponize it, then that could be a very serious problem. Now, the more sophisticated enemies that we had in the 20th century were actually experimenting with altering these contagious diseases so they would be resistant to vaccines.
Right.
That is extremely dangerous because you could create a sort of doomsday machine.
Right.
Now, I don't want to overstate this.
Governor Gilmore, hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you pick back up on that when we come right back. We're going to get Governor Gilmore to finish his thought on bioterrorism. We're going to move on to cybersecurity, and then we're going to talk about your local and state governments. What are they doing, and how's this organization helping them? 20 till. We'll be right back with Governor Jim Gilmore.
If I could show you somehow. Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. And Governor Jim Gilmore is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, former governor of Virginia and now running an organization called USA Secure, which is an organization that tries to bring together, is bringing together, companies who have an interest in securing the homeland defense of the United States. And I'm excited about what he's doing. When I found out about it, I wanted to make sure that you and I knew about it, because there also may be some opportunities in here for small business. And by the way, Governor Gilmore, if I'm not mistaken, you're one of the few politicians, people with political background, who has not announced that you're running for governor of California.
Well, there's always next week, Jim. Everybody else is, right?
That's right. I guess you heard Arnold made his announcement last night.
I did hear that. And, you know, I haven't really had any contact with Arnold Schwarzenegger, except I called him about 2 years ago on a political matter, and
right.
We traded phone calls. But it was kind of fun to pick up the email, the voicemail, and hear him say, this is Arnold calling Governor Gilmore. So now he's running for governor of California.
What do you think his chances are?
Well, quite good, actually. He's, you know, I wouldn't say he's the only guy that can win, but he's clearly going to have a lot of name ID, and it's not uncommon for people in California to go with people who are in the entertainment industry.
I don't know exactly why anybody would want that state right now, but I'll tell you, one thing about it, there's nowhere to go but up.
Well, that's why they'd want it. It's a perfect position to be in. As a matter of fact, you and blame everything on Gray Davis, and if it goes bad, and if it goes great, take credit for it. It's a great position to be in.
That's right. Okay, I had to stop you for a second. You were telling us about some bio defense issues. I think you were. I don't know if you remember where you were when I had.
Well, no, I do. What I was going to say is that we've taken a lot of time to look at the true danger of weapons of mass destruction, nuclear and biological, and I just don't want to overstate the case to your listeners. It is very hard for a terrorist organization to get their hands on those kinds of sophisticated weapons and then to use them. So I don't want to overstate the risk, but the risk is something that is real, and you have to take it into due consideration, and that's what we have done in the National Commission on Terrorism, Weapons of Mass Destruction. Let me say this to your listeners, too. You might want to think about this. There are ways that many of your listeners are going to be able to make a contribution in all of the national security issues, and specifically in the bioterrorism issues. And I would be thinking about how your services can be applied to the public health system, because that's going to be required to be boosted up in order to be prepared for things like, for example, surge capacity, the ability for a community to react to a bioterrorism attack if there are multiple contaminations before it can get under control. There are opportunities there. And we want to make sure that small businesses have their opportunity, just like the giant firms do.
Right. Now, the website is usasecure.org, right?
That's correct.
And I'm there now, and there's the governor's picture right on the front, on the homepage, and so they can go. Anyone can go there and find out more about it. Find out if it's something that they might find an opportunity in. Maybe they could. They can join your organization. It's a trade group, basically, isn't it?
That's correct. And, you know, it has basically two functions. One is just to plug people in and to get their names out there and to get them in communication with this issue. And then the second is if there are specific projects that we're working on that companies can make an investment in so that we can fund it.
Right.
And move ahead on some specific projects. So we're moving along pretty well.
And that's usasecure.org. Check that out when you get a chance, folks.
I might say, Jim, that one of the things, one a different company has come to us and said that they want to focus a lot of attention on state contracting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a real issue out there. But many of your listeners will be more focused on state contracting than they ever would be on federal contracting.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that's been happening recently that I'm excited about is the matchmaking that the SBA is doing these days with putting the government organizations with small businesses, making sure that they kick some of those barriers down. And I attended one last week. The administrator asked me to come and broadcast my show from one of the events, and I observed what was going on there, and that's really exciting. And I'm sure that there's some Homeland Security meetings going on, some businesses being done by that matchmaking that the SBA is doing, and I appreciate the fact that what you're doing is giving another voice and another extra energy to the idea of small business owners being able to sort of have a home, because there are many small businesses out there who have products and services that can serve Homeland Defense.
Oh, sure.
I've met many of them.
And I'm
glad that they've got a place like your site where they can go and can find out more about how to plug in, as you say.
Well, that's correct. There are many trade groups out there and many associations that people belong to, but almost none of them are actually focused on Homeland Security. They're doing a variety of other things.
Right.
This gives an opportunity for an actual focus on the needs of the country and the opportunities for business in connection with that.
Right. Now, what are some of the I know that you met with former Governor John Engler recently and talked about some of the obstacles the small business owners are facing when they deal with local laws and regulations. Did you come up with any kind of solutions there?
Yeah, we're beginning that process right now with USA Secure. Governor Engler is an old friend of mine, and he's now also in private enterprise, at least temporarily, until he finds his way back to public service. But he's with the EDS Corporation in the Northern Virginia office.
Right.
And we're beginning to discuss some of these other issues. For example, how you go and begin to work with states and localities on a national basis.
Mm-hmm. Stand by, Governor. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, I'm going to ask the governor what he thinks about the fact that we haven't really found the smoking gun weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And I'll get his thoughts on that right after these messages. It's 10 Tell. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Governor Jim Gilmore is our guest. And USA Secure, folks, www.usasecure.org is the organization that he's put together to bring together businesses and the Homeland Defense community to make sure that we have the biodefense, the cyber defense, and that our local and state governments are getting the information and the resources that they need to be first responders. And, you know, Governor, I want to talk about the weapons of mass destruction in a second, but did you tell us about the symposium that you and Governor Engler are working on? Did you mention that a minute ago?
I have not. Governor Engler and I are discussing putting together a symposium, which would be an organizational symposium in September, October, and November. We're working on the date and getting people together to address the issue of trying to do business in the 50 states.
Mm-hmm.
There's a real challenge here that all the states and all the localities have different procurement procedures,
right.
Different standards, different liabilities, and some companies just don't want to get out there and get into that because it's hard to go from state to state, locality to locality, and the risk is rather great for a business.
Well, that
we
sounds
need to find
like,
a way to make those laws and regulations more consistent.
That sounds like something that would benefit small business owners, so keep me posted on that and let me know how things are going and let me know what I can do to help.
I will.
I've met a number of small businesses out there across the country who are, as I said earlier, who have developed and are developing products and services that benefit Homeland Security. Now, I want to move over to the question that I posed before we went to the break, and that is your thoughts on the weapons of mass destruction issue in Iraq. The president has taken a lot of heat on this. A lot of people, it's not so much that the people are saying, you know, that they can't see the benefit of being there, that even the people who sort of agree with what he did are saying, but we thought there were weapons of mass destruction over there.
Well, Jim, I want to express a complicated concept here that goes all the way back to when the commission was first addressing this in 1999. And this idea is that the jury is really out on the ability of terrorist organizations to get their hands on true weapons of mass destruction, bio agents, nuclear agents, chemical, radiological. It's true that a bomb in a mall would be a major intimidator of people. There's no doubt about that, a terrorist act. But we have focused on the issue of mass destruction by one weapon. And it's hard to produce those weapons, and it's hard to get them into the hands of a terrorist organization. It's hard for them to deliver them to their targets. So the jury is still out about how much of this actually exists out there. And those investigations are still going on, of course. Now, we recognize, though, that the risk is so great that it's something that had to be taken very, very seriously.
We now know that you can't react to terrorism. You have to proact to terrorism.
That's right.
And, you know, another thing, Governor, you know, Saddam had played ring around the rosy with the weapons inspectors over there for years. All of his capability was on wheels, on fast wheels. He had 3 or 4 months of dancing around with the UN and France and Russia to move those weapons out of there. Who knows? They might be in, you know, they may be in Afghanistan or Iraq by now, Iran by now,
or if he had an ally, a state sponsor,
right,
that had some vested interest in being able to help him.
Right.
And he could have moved some of these weapons out. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
So we just have to continue to explore that. There's no doubt that people that wish to do the West injury want to try to create weapons of mass destruction. It's very hard for them to do, but they want to do it. Everybody wants to climb Mount Everest. Not everybody can achieve that. But when you're dealing with a nuclear or a biological agent, it only takes one. So we just have to continue to be vigilant.
If somebody wanted to join USA Secure, how would they actually do that?
Well, they would communicate with our website, and they could also give us a call at my law office in Washington, of course.
You want to give us that number?
In area code 202-955-9660.
And the name of the law firm?
Is Kelly Dry and Warren. It's a New York firm, but we're obviously stationed in the Washington, D.C. office.
But check it out, folks, at usasecure.org. And you can find out more about that. And it's worth going there just to see the picture of Governor Gilmore
on
the homepage. Governor, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always, and I hope you'll come back and keep us informed.
Thank you. I have total respect for your listeners, and I'm very proud of the work they do on behalf of the United States economy.
Thanks, Governor. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Sam.
Governor Gilmore, ladies and gentlemen, I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, in devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.